where we are here today to bridge the gap to wholeness with mind, body, and spirit. I'm so excited about our guest today, Dr. Leslie in the house. We have Glenn and, of course, the one and only Merck. And our guest, I'm not even gonna say it. I'm gonna let everybody just pause on that. How are you today, Dr. Leslie?
I'm good. Thank you. It's another beautiful sunny day outside. Another day that's great to be live on planet Earth.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Mother Gaia. I love it.
Yeah. Now, today, yes, we do have a special agenda happening today. The first half of the show, we are going to be carrying on with our conversation about the relationship between what goes into our body and our mind, body, and spirit.
Okay.
Okay. Bringing it right down to the spiritual effect of what we consume. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yes, we are blessed today to have Marcella McBride joining us.
Oh, she's told you all. Now you know.
Marcella, welcome. Welcome. Marcella, who, along with Judy Satori, these are two of the goddess women beings that I have in my own life who have connected very directly with the energies that are awakening right now from Mary Magdalene and the messages that are coming through for us, new direction and guidance that we're having with the new changes on the planet. Hi, Marcella.
Right? Good morning.
Welcome.
Can I call you M squared?
Yes, you can. I like that. That's my DJ name.
Yes, absolutely. I love it.
You're a DJ too, huh?
Yes, in my head.
Now, Marcella contributes on more levels than one today, because in addition to being very connected with Mary Magdalene and the new information that's coming through for us in that, guys, Marcella also has a background in nutrition.
Yes, she does.
Marcella, tell us a little bit about that. What got you into the whole food conversation?
Well, it really starts with my grandmother. She was a bit of a revolutionary in her time along the lines of whole foods nutrition.
Wow.
Especially in the 50s and in the microwave age when we were starting to do TV dinners and moving in that unfortunate, unhealthy direction.
Exactly.
And she was the pioneer that said, no, wait a minute.
Hold on now.
Whole foods, come back to the basics. And so I got to grow up with that mentality, so I'm very blessed.
That's a beautiful thing. I love your grandmother.
Yeah, she's amazing. And from there, I just realized that so many people were unaware of what they're putting into their bodies and how much it was affecting them, not just in the moment, but on a longer-term basis. And so I became trained as a holistic health coach and worked with individuals to understand whole foods nutrition, how to cook basic healthy meals for themselves, how to understand the foods they were buying, read food labels, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that really was the basis of transitioning into the spiritual work that I do now, because I realized, okay, well, there's the food piece, but there's a deeper underlying spiritual piece that I'm not able to reach through the health-specific consulting. And so that's where I transitioned into what I'm doing now.
Okay.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. You know, while we're on the topic, I'd really love to develop further this conversation about the link, the bridge between food and spiritual path. Okay?
Okay.
Can we start with, first of all, okay, you started looking at food and its impact on a healthy body. Is that right?
Yes, yes. And also that we've become so busy in our daily lives that we've lost in large part as a culture the connection of where food comes from Mother Earth Gaia, from this deep connection to the earth that we've lost with the pavement and the high heels
and the corporate
driving in cars everywhere. And we're not outside. We're not feeling the elements.
Not digging our hands in the dirt. It's true.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so when we don't know, if we're not growing our own food, then we're disconnected from that reality. And so that's where the spiritual piece comes in. It's a representation of the disconnection and dis-ease we're experiencing in our culture across the board.
Oh.
Very well said.
Isn't that okay? So if we said, you are what you eat.
Absolutely.
And we don't even have any sense of what we eat.
Right.
You know, it's all packed
then
into
who
some,
are we?
Who are we? Absolutely.
You know, I wonder how many children, and I shouldn't even say children, I'll just say humans,
mm-hmm.
Eat on a daily basis, I don't want to scare anybody when I say this, but truly, the flesh of animals.
Okay.
And don't even connect that that is what they're consuming, you know?
True.
To even, from that level, honor that being that existed.
Yes.
That gave itself to
for
be.
For your consumption.
That's
come
right.
On.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And blessing it as it's blessing us for our own nutrition. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that as we bless our food, and, you know, in the Bible, we're given the examples of blessing our food. And what does that do? You know, without a doubt, we make changes in the energy of our own state.
Okay.
Okay. The state of mind. Science has shown that when we are in what's called the parasympathetic activity of the nervous system, which is the nervous system being in a state of peace,
mm-hmm.
Then we are better able to digest food and be able to use it well to our good.
Right.
Than when we're nervous, uptight, and in what's called the sympathetic mode, okay? Mm. When the nervous system, when we are just shoveling in food, trying to hurry up and get through this meal because we're worried about getting to the next place, or our mind is on some totally other thing, it actually affects what's happening within our bodies and how we digest and work those nutrients into the body.
That's right.
Okay? So we're actually going to be able to bring in the best of that food and use it to our best when we're in a state of peace, when we consume that food. So moving into a moment of blessing and connecting with that food changes us in our own self, and it changes what's happening within our bodies and our nervous system. And at the same time, are we not making a change on that food itself when we energetically intend and bring onto it a moment of gratitude and thanks and love?
Okay.
Okay. Then, if we are what we eat, can we not make it to where what we eat has a layer, has a frosting on it?
A love frosting.
That's right. Yeah. Can we not bless our food and consume love, gratitude?
Yes, indeed.
You know, thankfulness and appreciation. And then that goes into us when we consume that food. So, you know, just already looking at that, when we begin to hold that, let's call it a ceremony, you know, that ritual mm-hmm. of bringing nutrients and nourishment into our physical, we can make that a spiritual experience, which all of life is.
Yes.
And be conscious of what we're doing and actually consciously eating and consciously being aware of what's on the plate, what's going into our mouths, and even honoring that from which that food came.
Right.
With the life that has been brought in before us now to consume from that life and to add life to ourselves. Marcella, what do you think about awareness of what we're eating and its effect on our minds and spirit?
I would say if we really understood where the food is coming from in your average fast food restaurant or grocery store, if it's not locally produced within, for example, 100-mile radius of your city,
okay,
as most farmers market food is,
mm-hmm.
Organic, sustainably produced. If you're not buying that, then you probably wouldn't consume anything else, because the reality of where that food is coming from, how it's packaged, the preservatives, artificial flavors, colorings that it's infused with, our body doesn't recognize that as food.
Mm-hmm.
They're chemically produced non-foods. There's a lot of non-foods out there in the grocery store.
Oh, goodness, it's a horror movie.
It really is.
For the system.
Truly. And when we don't recognize that, those toxins and chemicals are stored in our fat cells in our body, and I believe is a lot of the basis of dis-ease and cancer that we're experiencing on the planet right
mm-hmm,
now.
Mm-hmm. I second that. I agree.
they make it cheaper for you to eat at a fast food restaurant versus eat healthy.
Of course.
That's true.
It's highly subsidized.
Mm-hmm.
So by doing so, I mean, you, like you say, you are what you eat. And when you send the child out to school without breakfast or things of that nature, mm-hmm. it really affects their learning.
Absolutely.
Versus a child who had a well-balanced meal with the proper produce that's going into their body, they take in and absorb more, have more energy to produce out here in the world.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Absolutely. So
cheap food, cheap body.
Yeah.
Right? So we cheapen ourselves, don't we? But to be honest, I mean, what mm-hmm. what is that? What does cheap mean? You know, we could spend more time and invest more into our pursuing good food, find things that are higher quality that we may need less of for rich nutrients coming into us and enrich ourselves with richness that's worth a wealth of gold, okay, versus quick, fast, easy.
And right now.
Yeah.
Just right now. Everything is just right now.
And
just
cheap.
Just hurry up and slow down, people.
I saw an amazing movie called Food, Inc.
Okay.
Food Incorporated that really went through a massive change that took place in the United States just over 10 years ago, like between 10 and 15 years ago. Basically, it was showing how the food industry in the United States has been taken over by corporations, by large corporations, and your smaller farmer situation has been minimized to next to none. There's so few independent farmers anymore.
Right.
They're all working with a very large conglomerate that's running things for profitability and trying to minimize cost of production and maximize what they're getting
output
as far as profits go.
That's
right. Okay.
Money's the bottom line.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're looking at, what does that mean? Cheap food, right? Cheap that goes into our body.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not knowledgeable and understanding of how to get quality food, what the mainstream food that you're going to get has lost a lot of the value that it used to have, even when it looked like the same package.
Right.
I mean, right down to the produce department in the grocery store. You go in there and pick up an orange or an apple, and for the most part, those foods are not going to contain the same nutrients that they did 40 or 50 years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
not.
Number one, the soils have been depleted.
Yes, they
so
have.
Our soils don't have the mineral components that they did have, and you're not getting the same nutrients in the foods. And that's why when you look at your nutrition recommendation charts, I'm talking mainstream nutritional information now, education in the schools, they're increasing the number of servings that you should have per day of these things. Why? Because you're getting less nutritional value per serving.
Okay.
So it's a lot different if you pursue those farmer markets and organically grown, consciously grown in enriched soils type of food.
Okay. I'm looking for the love frosting from now on. I got to have that.
That's absolutely right. Because we, you know what, even whatever quality food we're eating, we do have the capacity to infuse change into that energetically.
I believe it.
You know, honestly, there's a transformation and a transmutation. Not to say this should be all you do. You know,
right.
You don't run out to McDonald's all the time. But for goodness sakes, if you're compromising on the food, then bless it three times.
Okay.
I mean, really get in there.
Seriously.
You know what I'm saying?
Get on in there.
Right? And
whip
and
that frosting up. Look,
yeah.
I'm all about it.
Yeah, and honor yourself and the source of that food.
Yes.
You know, and be conscious to put forward effort to pick the higher quality food on a regular basis when you can. We're going to come back to that conversation in just a minute and how to cut the CRAP out of our daily food consumption.
We have to do that. This is VZN, and you are listening to 103.3 FM, 1370 AM Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie and our guest,
Marcella.
M squared. Stay tuned.
It's our time.
someone you know been in a car crash or any other accident, call 704-399-1300. Whether you feel pain or not, you should be checked out. You need to see the doctors of chiropractic at the Accident Recovery Center, located at 3120 Wilkerson Boulevard in Suite D3. That's in Charlotte, North Carolina, 28208. Our spines are our lifelines. At the Accident Recovery Center, you will find all the steps you need to make a full and rapid recovery. Walk-ins are always welcome. Visit our website at www.charlotte-chiropractic.com, or once again, call
704-399-1300. 103.3.
We have returned here on the Holistic Living Show. Let me just say, I got to give a shout out to the people over at Retro Outfitters, because I wouldn't be here without them. They are wonderful. If you need anything done to your car, please go to 3709 Freedom Drive. The number is 704-919-9804. Not every day can you get someone to lend you their jumper cables. So I just want to thank them for that. And these brothers are rebuilding motors. They're doing everything. They've been there since 1962, and it's a group of great guys. So if you need any work done, look at the Retro Outfitters for your solutions.
Retro Outfitters.
Yes, it's awesome, for sure. We are back. Oh, M Square is here. The one and only Merc. Are we going to have a Merc moment today? I'm not sure.
Yes. Can we have just a moment of Mercness? Merc. Thank you, Merc. Bringing consciousness, awareness.
That was energy, right? I love it. Yes, indeed.
Now, so speaking of retro.
Okay, so, let's do it.
Now, let's just, we're going back to that conversation about food,
right?
And what in the world happened to the food industry in this country.
Money.
Well, so, you know, it, retro can be good. So we're looking at going back.
Back. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's retro back to before.
Yeah.
Yeah. They imposed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Before things changed. Honestly, after living in New Zealand for 18 years, I would walk into a grocery store here and it's a bit bewildering.
Oh,
I feel
sure.
like I was in Disneyland.
Okay.
It's like, what in the world? Is that Mickey Mouse coming out from between those boxes?
Exactly. The colors, the lights, the drama, the
yeah.
stage. It's set. Grab a box and go.
Yeah. Well, and it's all a show. You
yes,
know what
it
I'm
is.
Saying? It's kind of like show business on shelves.
Come on now.
And look.
What a way to say it. This the sister says show business on shelves.
Well,
I love it.
You know, and get that. And for you, listen, folks, most people are not aware of what the rules and regulations are about labels on food.
Okay.
It can be very deceiving.
Very deceiving. Okay.
And just because something says natural does not mean it's organic.
Hmm.
And then there's different ways to label organic.
Wow.
That say, you know, if you have a certain amount of organic ingredients in it, you can call it organic. And there's different, do you know the wording on that, Marcella? Some things contain organic. And then there's other wording that has to do with everything in it being organic.
Wow.
But there's lots of little technical pieces. Certainly don't think that if something says natural,
that means it's natural.
It's not.
It might be a touch of natural.
Yes. Yes.
What is
and
that?
Yes. And some things can say, can have the word organic on the label
mm-hmm.
and have some touches of organic in it.
Right.
But really, you know what? Look at the ingredients. Turn the thing over. Put on your reading glasses if you're my age or older.
And read.
Yeah. Look at what is in there, folks. You know. And you know what? This is about cheap food, cheap body. Okay.
All right.
This is investing. This turning that thing over and reading what's in that package.
Right.
Understand what's going into you. And if there's a whole bunch of words on there that you can't pronounce.
Okay, best
your
believe
body
that
probably
your body
can't
doesn't,
pronounce
exactly,
it either.
Your body doesn't understand that
no,
either.
It's probably not going to recognize that as mother's milk and go, oh, yum, this is great for
right.
all of our cells. Let's build good things from, what? How do you say that? Dehydrooxy.
Right. Dicycline.
Yeah. Right. So, folks, if you can't pronounce it, it's probably pretty toxic.
There you go.
Okay?
There you go.
So just remember that. Remember, we've been talking about detoxifying. Mm-hmm. Now, as we move to a cleaner, clearer diet, we're actually going to raise the clarity of this vessel that we are living through called the physical body.
Right.
And raise the frequency that we are vibrating at, which means that basically we as an antenna are moving higher, and we will begin to be able to tune into awareness of things that we are not aware of when we're all clogged up.
That's right. All Can right? I just say hi, Carlos? I'm sorry.
Yes. Thank you, Carlos.
Now, with the digestion of the food that you intake, right?
Right.
This is where your energy comes from the breakdown of the minerals and the vitamins within the food.
That's true.
So by this breaking down, it's like a combustion within the person's human digestive system.
Right.
Ignites that energy throughout the body.
Mm-hmm.
Like y'all was saying earlier about how the food nowadays don't have the values that it used to have, like say back 60 to 70 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When you was actually on the farm raising things organically. Now,
right.
Organic means in the farm nature, without fertilizers, pesticides,
no chemicals, no pesticides, no, yeah, none of that,
all natural.
Mm-hmm.
not where you go out here and you crossbreed this and that and the
right,
next.
Right, right.
When they started doing this bio with this botany and crossbreeding of the foods and so forth, thinking that, well, we're going to add this to this to give you more of this, but what you putting in, you still got to take something out.
Mm.
Yes,
AKA genetic modification.
Right.
Just so
right.
folks know.
That's what it
and
is.
I only recently understood that there's no differentiation here in this country at all. We've just got all these new named things on the shelf there in the produce department.
Hmm.
That are totally new genetically modified products that didn't exist in nature.
Ain't that
where
something?
We've crossbred, I don't know, apples and bananas. I mean, there's,
have they gotten that far?
Well, there's
yes.
Wow.
There's a lot of odd new things.
Nene, what
yeah.
is it?
Kinda
behave
like
yourself.
I'm sorry. I feel great this morning, by the way. I just want to let the world know that
life is beautiful, La Vie es belle.
Isn't it? Now, Marcella and I had a little conversation about the upcoming topic, which is Mary Magdalene, and the
yes.
messages coming through from Mary. And certainly we started off that topic with an amazing interview with Judy Satori.
Yes, we did.
Who actually brought through the light language energy activations that were coming forward from those Mary Magdalene frequencies.
That's right.
Now, if you go on to our website,
mm-hmm.
Bridge, www.bridgeholistichealing.com, and hit radio, when you'll see the radio page there at the top, go down to the bottom left corner and you can access that interview with Judy and re-experience, or for the first time if you haven't heard it before, that energy activation that she brings through.
That's so right, and you want to get that if you haven't gotten
right.
it, for sure.
It's not just a hearing, it's an experiential event
absolutely.
That happens. Okay, so you actually have energetic shifts within you as you take in those sounds and frequencies through that. But you know, what I noticed Marcella was bringing up from that conversation about Mary Magdalene, it had to do with self-empowerment.
That's right.
Self-empowerment. And this is what we're really talking about, folks. The key to everything, really, that we're focusing on this show, living a holistic life, which is about empowering yourself in mind, body, and spirit, is stepping into your role of, you know what, self-responsibility.
Yes.
Okay? And yes, it takes more effort to wake up, be aware, take responsibility to turn that thing around and read that label,
mm-hmm.
and start thinking about what you're purchasing to put into your body.
That's right.
And this is you honoring yourself by doing that. It's investing in you.
Mm-hmm.
And we really
there are no better investments.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when we start doing that, we get better outcomes in every single part of our life.
Yes,
everything.
We do. Yes.
But if we walk around in our kind of unconscious, sleeping but walking state, to where, you know, Henry Ford said once, the hardest thing for a human to do is to think. Right? You know, this is about waking ourselves up and getting off of the lazy seat and going, you know what? I'm going to be more consciously aware of what I'm doing instead of just going through the motions.
About what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Bringing life and presence and awareness into every aspect of our life.
Every breath, yes.
Every moment. And, you know, I read once in the Kabbalah where it said, planet Earth is the most amazing place to be, but it's the hardest place for anyone to actually be. You know, because we keep ourselves out of being present on the earth in this moment by fantasizing, by having our minds focused on the future and what we're worried about or what happened in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's so easy for us to actually disconnect from our bodies
in the moment.
And this very present moment.
Yes.
So that's what we're really asking ourselves. You know what, folks? We're all talking about what we're working on.
That's right. Absolutely. And I'm not ashamed.
So this is Dr. Leslie and crew saying, how can I get myself
together?
Yeah.
Come on.
I think so. Let's get on the radio and start teaching everybody else how to do it. And then
while we're doing it.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So in just a moment, we're going to be coming back and speaking with Marcella McBride about the new messages and information coming through from Mary Magdalene.
All right. Stay tuned. 103.3 FM, 1370 AM, Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie. are back here on Holistic Living for the Mind, Body, and Spirit. Let me just say that the fabulous groove sounds that you're listening to during our breaks are coming from Groove Element, a fabulous jazz band out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Hi, G, if you're listening. We are back with our conversation, and we're getting ready to get a little deep here. We're getting ready to go into the Mary Magdalene conversation about
yes.
the fabulous love energies, which is my favorite thing. Dr. Leslie.
Just wrapping it up.
M squared.
Yes, yes.
Just BG.
Wrapping it up about our food. And speaking of love, what did we learn today?
Oh, we learned to put frosting. That love frosting on
Absolutely.
Our food before we intake.
Absolutely.
Energize it with love frosting.
And next week, we're going to go a bit further into cutting the CRAP out of our diet. So we're
reducing. I'm just going to say cutting the crap, Dr. Leslie. Okay.
Caffeine is the C. We're talking about reducing here. We're talking about moderation. Caffeine. R is refined sugars and flours.
Mm-hmm.
A is alcohol. And P is processed foods.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All those chemicals.
Yeah, them chemicals.
Those words that you don't recognize and your body definitely doesn't.
Does not.
What,
okay.
What
does not
that?
Recognize as well.
What is that? Okay. Mm. So, Marcella, thank you for joining us today and bringing the special gifts that you are bringing to us as far as connection with these new frequencies, a new message, new information that's coming to us that has to do with Mary Magdalene. Now, you know, we spoke briefly with you a couple weeks ago about what was coming through. I really wanted to ask you some deeper questions on it today. You mentioned before that the Mary Magdalene energy was related to what's called by some the Christ light that's being awakened, that's awakening on the planet now, a new wave of light of the divine, of actually Christ awakening in people. Can you tell us about that? What is the Christ light?
It's really the divine connection to all that is.
Okay.
It really is. It has to do with us, our individual relation to our God, our relationship to each other on this home of the Gaia Mother, this planet home. It's our relationship to other cultures, to other other belief systems. It's all connected. It's all one. And so that Christ light, when it's awakened, we remember who we truly are.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually so much more simple, I think, than people realize.
I think you're right.
And that's what I hope to come across with today, is how to break this down into, what does this mean for me right now? What does this mean for my life? How can I apply this into my life and to start to feel a shift right away?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So remembering who we are, now from a biblical perspective, I'm going to say, does that mean that we're like connecting back into who we were created to be, that we are
yes.
actually sons and daughters of God, that we are a divine essence in ourselves, and we've forgotten that?
Yes, absolutely. It's that disconnection that creates the dis-ease that we're experiencing on the planet from a health perspective, yes, as an individual, but also as a collective culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're at a pretty critical time in our evolution of human consciousness right now. And it's time for us to awaken to that Christ light. Because it's that, the Christ light that, when I say it connects us to all that is, because our earth is crying out for us to pay attention right now.
Yes, it is.
And we're not listening because we've disconnected from our own divine source within, our bodies as our body temple, which connects back to the conversation about food we were just having.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you treat your body as a body temple, you are your own living, breathing organism of the divine, then your perception changes. You bring an awareness to your daily life, and you awaken to a whole nother level of love, and I believe your heart really opens to a deeper place when that happens.
That is such an amazing point to bring forward. And what comes
Very
to me
well
when
said.
You say that is that So, you know, especially in this culture here, there's so many people that I know who are just focusing on Jesus as being the divine being and not actually thinking in those same sacred terms about, and you know what I'm going to say with that? Taking responsibility in those sacred terms about themselves being a sacred being, where Jesus said, I call you my brothers, okay? And greater than these things will you do also, that we are called to be walking that walk, not just looking at someone that was an example for us and say it's all about them, but actually to honor ourselves as the divine being, to honor our temple as being the temple of the Holy Spirit that we are living through this physical essence. Yes. You're saying point the sacred attention on ourselves.
Yes. It's all about the individual. This message is all about the individual.
Okay.
Us as the individual. And I want to say one thing here that I believe a mistake that we've made historically is that Jesus, Yeshua, who we know as Jesus the Christ, he was a man. He embodied the Christ light.
Yes.
This is a major thing that I believe has been unfortunately lost, because we embody the Christ light once we bring that into our consciousness. This is all available to all of us, just like you were saying. And so the mistake we made is to put him up on a pedestal as being the only Son of God, the only one that can connect to God. This was a huge disservice to the people. Huge disservice to the people. So the Christ consciousness awakening on the planet is a reality that we have access to the Christ light in every moment within us if we choose to awaken that.
Okay, but he was the initiator. You know,
yes.
I remember that when he went and was baptized by John the Baptist and the Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove, I would imagine that was the infusing of, and then his ministry began, right?
Yes.
The infusing of that Son of God Spirit.
Yes.
And the word Christ means anointed, chosen one.
Yes.
So that anointment coming down, and that I think that you know, a conversation just came up this week was really about how much we move into the exoteric perception, to where we get kind of lazy and look on the surface and have shallow perceptions, even of holy scriptures, okay, versus seeing with spiritual eyes. And we notice that even in the life of Jesus, he was speaking in parables, and actually the meaning of what he was saying was really not the tangible this and that was happening. It was actually the spiritual essence that it was demonstrating. And that's why his disciples were coming and asking, like, what does this mean? Okay. And he says, for those who have ears to hear, okay, we are we not stepping into an era of putting on new ears?
Absolutely.
And is Mary Magdalene actually an access to new, deeper hearing of the spiritual voice that's been there all along? Is it time now for us to be able to hear in a new way?
I think it's time for us to reconfigure our thoughts, the way we think, how we live. I mean, finding a God within you, that's an incredible event, but
yes, it is.
You have to know that there's a God there that's in you.
Absolutely.
To even find it. That's
okay,
right.
So that's like tapping into your pineal.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
see, each one of us was chosen to be here. Chosen to be here and have a purpose and reason to be.
Right.
Okay, now that's like with the Christ. The Christ, he lived it.
Yes, he did.
His
mm-hmm.
kingdom wasn't among those of status. It
right.
wasn't about status
right.
of what you got and this and that.
That's right.
He was out there with
in
those
the streets.
Of the streets.
Okay, yep. They were dirt
mm-hmm.
roads, but, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
For sure. And I think also, as well as new ears, we need those brand new eyes.
Absolutely.
All three of them.
Absolutely.
I hear that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not that
yeah.
money makes or breaks us, but that living, as far as spiritual awareness goes, but that anything can be used to cause us to become unconscious.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, absolutely. We can get lazy and distracted and lost in whatever distraction that we pick.
Exactly. If, and there are many.
Yeah.
And you got to look at what the way that we was taught.
That's you true.
You
got to
look at the religious crusade, the whole nine.
The whole yeah. thing. Yeah,
I mean,
right. yeah.
then you got to look at science, and it's a whole lot that
goes into it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. So, Marcella, please, can you talk to us about the messages of the divine feminine that Mary Magdalene is bringing forward?
Sure, and I just want to say real quick for the listeners, just to understand the principles of the divine feminine. I believe in my own truth inside of me and the research that I've been doing that Mary Magdalene was an archetype of the divine feminine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so she's a representation of the Christ light from the feminine perspective.
Okay.
And my belief is that she was the divine partner of Christ and that they had an equal ministry together. And that her message was lost through the thousands and thousands of years of the repression of the feminine on the planet. And I'm not saying female, I'm saying feminine. So I just want the listeners to understand that the feminine lives within all of us,
That's right.
men and women.
That's right.
And the awakening of this feminine are the qualities of deep intuition,
mm-hmm.
Of receptivity,
okay,
of being the fertile ground from which divine ideas can come through, of that Christ light energy. It's also the realm of the emotion,
okay,
which for a long time has been put aside as not fully trustworthy, not something that we can really give much clout to. But in fact, I believe it's the emotion, like when we say we get those God bumps, we get the chills.
Got
that's
right
our
now.
Truth. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. our truth awakening within us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to bring that to the listeners today. When you get that those God bumps, that's your inspiration. That's the God light within you, giving you clues to what your truth truly is.
Mm, the Holy Spirit prompting and
yes.
quickening within your
yes.
own spirit
yes.
that which is truth
yes.
of God.
Can yeah. I add this too?
Sure.
You see, you have an X and a Y chromosome, right?
That's right.
And you speaking of the feminine, it's also in your DNA.
Yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
yes.
And it's been for thousands of years repressed and kept down because it has to do with self-empowerment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It has to do with awakening that Christ light, that energy of awareness inside is also that divine passion. And it brings me to another point of the divine feminine is our senses and our sensuality
uh-huh.
is something that we have lost in our divine connection as well. And I believe is a huge piece that Mary Magdalene brings to this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And see, I appreciate that because basically what you're saying is that they had to repress that because they wanted to control.
Yes.
So if you have
yes.
intuition and if you have feelings and if you're dealing with your emotions and if your gut is telling you something,
yes.
how can you be controlled?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And that's our connection to that knowledge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So how does this relate to what is the ultimate foundational message that the Mary Magdalene energy that's moving forward now, what does it bring to us on a daily practical level? How can we think and be and do differently according to the new understandings that the Mary Magdalene message is bringing through?
I would say that if you're on the planet at this time, you're here for a reason.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just bringing that up earlier. And I think it is time for us to awaken to our deeper mission here on planet,
I'm
on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And that it has to do with us ultimately saving ourselves.
Yes.
Because we're in a very critical time where, you know, one of the messages coming through is that we've got to stop killing ourselves.
Mm. Literally.
Literally, we have spent billions and billions and billions of dollars and time, sweat, and tears perfecting the art of killing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that be a holy war or whether that be the nutrition we put in our bodies, it's all the same thing.
Yes, it is.
Are we committing war to ourselves
mm-hmm.
with our thoughts, the way we think about ourselves, who we surround ourselves with, and
yes.
the food we put in our body?
And
it's
the drugs
the same
we
thing.
Put in our body.
Absolutely.
Poisons in,
yes.
on whatever level that we're putting mm-hmm. in our body.
Yes.
Or
mm-hmm.
poisoning ourselves with negativity.
Come mm-hmm. on.
That takes
it's
us
just as powerful.
Out of being
yes, it
alive.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are there other mm-hmm. ways of killing ourselves besides physical death, but to where mm-hmm. we become comfortably numb mm-hmm. and intoxicated in a material world that's mm. always focused on striving to get somewhere mm-hmm.
that is nowhere mm-hmm.
some level of perceived what we would call success mm-hmm. but research is showing that the higher someone's income is above their basic needs being met, the lower in general, people mm-hmm. report their level of happiness and fulfillment
yeah.
being.
It's amazing.
So we can get further and further forward materially and lose ourselves to where it's kind of like being spoiled. And the more we have, the less appreciation we have for ourselves or anything. And people, we end up on antidepressants, mm-hmm. You know, anti-anxiety drugs. Mm-hmm. We're becoming like this drugged, medicated society with so much around us and yet losing the wealth on the inside.
And I think that connects back to people and their deeper purpose.
Yes.
Because when you awaken with a purpose, you're in a mission for your life, mm-hmm. there's a whole nother level of energy and excitement that takes on. Things line up.
All
the right.
right
people, you meet the right people at the right time. Opportunities show up.
That's right.
It's magic.
Yes, it
really
is.
Is.
Yes, it
so
is.
So if you're not living with magic, you know, I just had one simple question that came through to me today while I was writing for this. A question that you can ask. For those of you that are curious, how can I open to Christ's light? How can I find my God? How can I awaken to this passion? Is just to simply ask, what is the best way for me to open to you? So mm-hmm. ask this to God, to the universe, mm-hmm. and see what shows up.
All right.
There we go. And when Jesus said, no one comes to the Father but by me, then you're saying this is a spiritual essence that mm-hmm. we connect with the all that isness through that Christed energy, which is here and present and within us now.
Right.
We just have to receive it and believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's where the miracles and magic come in.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about, in a material world, what in a practical sense happens day to day to connect us into that consciousness moment to moment? You said something about ritual earlier,
mm-hmm.
ceremony. What is that?
Yeah, yeah. So, and I like what you were sharing earlier in your conversation about your father and his daily practices. And I really like that if you wanted to share that.
Okay.
But basically bringing the sacred to every day.
Mm-hmm.
So in bringing consciousness to our life, if we're walking a conscious path, then we do our inner work. We do our forgiveness work. We connect more deeply on a heart level with those around us.
Mm-hmm.
And bringing the ritual to the daily life, give blessings for your food. Just a few moments. Close your eyes before you eat. Give thanks. That's all you have to do. Give thanks. Thank you, God, for this food that is nourishing my body and for the place that it came from, the hands that held it before it got here.
Mm.
And when you're walking outside, give blessing for the sunlight.
Come on now. Let's talk to a bird
every now and then. Listen to the birds. Once you awaken to that, all of a sudden it's like it's childlike essence. That's really the divine essence, is remembering who we were when we were a child.
Oh, beautiful.
Amazing.
So you do that by staying in tune with nature.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yep. So simple.
You know,
isn't it simple?
It reminds me of a Native American chief who I correspond with some, and his and many Native American culture sign off his correspondence by saying, walk sacred.
Yes.
Mm. Walk sacred.
Yes.
And yes, I will share with the listeners about my father's daily rituals. I grew up as a child. My father, every day, his ritual would be when he took a shower, he said that he would imagine himself being covered with the blood of Christ. So that water coming over him was actually purification of the blood of Christ and all that spiritually represents. And when he ate breakfast, he said his cereal, he would say, this is the body of Christ. And as he consumed it, he was going, he was walking sacred. He was eating sacred as he consumed his cereal, drinking his juice, the blood of Christ. Right? He was taking communion every day and making his meal his communion with God and the God within him. And so thanks, Dad, for showing me example.
Mm-hmm. Walk sacred. Thank you, M Squared. This has been a wonderful show.
Very, Dr. Leslie,
you might want to give them that website one more time so that the listeners can plug back into this if they missed it.
Absolutely. Well, Bridge Holistic Healing is where you can find. We're going to have the recording of this interview as well. And want to let you know, those who are local to Charlotte, Marcella is going to be holding this Sunday, March the 10th, the Divine Feminine, A Circle for Women, Mary Magdalene, and the Return of the Divine Feminine. That's Sunday, March 10th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Elemental Healing of Charlotte. And Marcella's website is Marcella McBride, MCBRIDE.com. MarcellaMcBride.com. And if you can't find that on your own, then come to Bridge Holistic Healing. We'll have contacts there on how you can get back with Marcella.
Let me just give a shout out to the wonderful people over at Cardinal Records, Jay Willow. That was a great performance on Sunday at Sunday Sound Sensations, 2815 Christmas Street. This Sunday, it'll be going on again from 6 to 10. BG?
I just want to say this. For the men out there in this Mary Magdalene energy,
yes,
your role is to, you know, stay grounded.
Therefore,
you let the woman get out there and be more creative, because they are the true creators of life.
All right.
Acknowledge that.
Be the tree. Give thanks. 103.3 FM, 1370 AM, Holistic Living. Come back and see us again next Friday at 11.
Next Friday, walk sacred.
That's right, in the light. Someone you know been in a car crash or any other accident, call 704-399-1300. Whether you feel pain or not, you should be checked out. You need to see the doctors of chiropractic at the Accident Recovery Center, located at 3120 Wilkinson Boulevard in Suite D3. That's in Charlotte, North Carolina, 28208. Our spines are our lifelines. At the Accident Recovery Center, you will find all the steps you need to make a full and rapid recovery. Walk-ins are always welcome. Visit our website at www.charlotte-chiropractic.com, or once again, call 704-399-1300.
Listening to WGIV.
So take me as I am.
WGIV.
No matter how far I go.
WGIV, the soul of Charlotte.